Bob AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. The net's held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on June 17th at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up for you. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on the website at www.boonvilleark.com. Are there any battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2LNZ, hi Bob.
KA2VLA.
KC2NBU.
Well, good evening, Jack, Glenn, and Ray. Jack, what's new with you this evening? Pardon me.
Well, let's see. We were kind of busy today with getting a few things done, shopping and so on and so forth, as usual. And we're down to 59.7. We didn't get up much above the low 60s today. Quite a change from 85 yesterday. But, you know, that's the weather in New York State. So, other than that, just say 73's all around. KA2LNZ.
All right, Jack, real fine. Yeah, I think we had pretty much the same temperature around here yesterday and today. A little on the cool side, the breeze was even cooler and wasn't anything you wanted to be out in a t-shirt with, so. Well, hopefully we'll get a warm day shortly. KA2VLA. Clint, how are you doing this evening?
Good evening, Bill. Nice talking with you. I don't know, I haven't got much excitement going around Boonville. I spent more time in the coffee shop today talking about little or nothing. But that helps pass the time away. Went out and worked in the garden a little bit, did some trimming. The daffodil plants were shot. So the plants surrounding them gotta trim up a little bit. But it was a cold day compared to what we had yesterday. But that's life. We'll say 73. Nice talking with us. KA2VLA.
Very good, Clint. Yeah, I know what you mean about the coffee shop. I pretty much had a day of taking it easy today. I didn't get involved in a whole lot of anything. One of those days that didn't have the ambition nor the willpower to do it. And it wasn't the kind of day I wanted to be outside too long, so it worked out all right. Yeah, we did some planning. Well, I should say my wife did. Put some flowers in and also some seeds to get a few things going. We started some tomato plants, and I guess she's got those in the ground too, so hopefully we don't get a frost and they'll still make it on their way. All right, very good. KC2NBU, Ray, how you doing this evening?
Good, we got 56 up on the hill here today. I spent most of the day out in Cicero auctioning, and it was almost t-shirt weather out there. It was 69 degrees out there. I got back home here and it's in the 50s. But got home in time to mow the lawn and send a couple cars out and just trying to find the Yankee game. I guess it's blocked on the channel I get. So, gonna call it a night. Over.
Oh, Roger on that. Yeah, I know. I think sometimes they block it out because they don't sell all the seats. I don't know how that works, really, but disappointing for Yankee fans, you know, when they got a game and you can't watch it or listen to it. I would imagine somewhere along the radio stations they probably have it aired that way, but it's a lot more fun when you can sit and enjoy it on the screen. Well, very good. Well, are there any other stations wishing to check in? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Well, I didn't do much myself today. Like I was saying earlier, I just took the day as leisure and whatever came up, I worked on. When I got a little tired or couldn't think of what else I wanted to do, I guess that was about 2:30, 3 o'clock, I closed the garage doors and went in the house. So that was pretty much it for me. A little cool today. Didn't rain until we got a couple of drops in the afternoon, and that was about it. Didn't go any further than that. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jack, Clint, and Ray for checking in this evening. 73, those that listened in, and we'll close it up in 5AOW clear.
Traffic
at Emergency Net Octane. Currently on the 145-17
station. For Octane, come now, please.
Good evening, KC2NBU. No traffic.
Good evening, Mark, N5AOW. No traffic.
Okay, I have KC2NBU, Ray, and N5AOW, Bob. Thank you both for checking in. Bob, if you could come in next couple of nights, there'll probably be some traffic for you, so I don't know if we'll have it tomorrow night. If not tomorrow night, for sure, it'll be Friday night, if you could come in, if you would.
Okay, roger on that, Mark, and 5AOW.
Okay, this is Octon looking for further, thanks Bob, this is Octon, further stations with or without traffic. This is KB2KOJ for Octon. I'll make this the final call. Four stations with or without traffic. Final call for Octon. Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in this evening. Bob and Ray, thank you both for checking in. Do appreciate it. I'll see you 7-3 and hope to hear you tomorrow night. KB2KOJ is clear.